topic that I want to share with everyone today is pray for the basic stuff. There was a little boy. While he sang his prayer before bedtime, his mom noticed that he kept saying, "Oh God, please make Los Angeles be the capital of California, please." That is some serious prayer, the mom thought. So when the boy has done praying, she asked, "Why did you keep praying for LA to be the capital of California? You must love LA a lot." The little boy says, "No, Mom, it's just that. On the test today in class, I put down LA as the capital of California." What do we pray? What are we praying for? In the Vietnamese worship service, after each intercessory prayer, we will all say the Lord's Prayer. I know that I do not see the English service, you guys doing that. I memorized the Lord's Prayer when I was very little, because in my father's house, when we were growing up, every night we have family gathering together. Every night all our life, we all together will sing some hymns, and then my dad will read some Bible, and then we all kneel down and pray, and then we all recite the Lord's Prayer. So my little quiz for you: anybody here in the sanctuary knows the Lord's Prayer by heart? Yes? Very good, in any language. And then the next question: do you know where in the Bible is the Lord's Prayer was recorded? Matthew? Where else? It's also in the book of Luke. Luke chapter 11. Verse 4 through 11. But the one, the Lord's Prayer, more popular that we always pray is in the book of Matthew. And that is in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 through 13. Everybody have the Bible, the King James Version? Let's open and let us all say the Lord's Prayer together. Matthew 6, 9 through 13. Let us read. "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come," everybody, "thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thy is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." That is a prayer that Jesus was teaching his disciple. One day they asked, "Lord, teach us how to pray efficiently." So, you know, if you notice in the first two verses, the words of praise to God and acknowledging that God is the one that whom we worship, and by his will, the earth and heaven are governed. And then the next verse, we go down to verse 11, "Give us this day our daily bread." You know, we were praising the God of the universe. Now we drop down to the request for ourselves. Something seemed very common. Something very, you know, what do you say? Not something so profound. We pray for food. You know, you probably, when you go to the, sometimes you go to some shopping mall, or at the freeway entrance, you would see some guy sit with a sign that say, "Work for food." He not work for a career path. He not working for making America beautiful, making the world better. Work for food. So basic, you know. But then, you know, something that seems so commonly and doesn't seem profound at all, but God, Jesus, told us to pray, "Oh God, please us food." You know, actually, food is not something very commonly. It is a basic, but it is not commonly. Food is one of the basic things that people has to have and make them what they are. You know, by the food you can tell, by the food that people eat, you can tell what region they are from. region of the world they are from, or from what culture, or from what background, or even religion. You can tell if they were Jewish, if they're Muslim, or Buddhist, or Pita, or we are SDA. We are known by the food we eat, don't we? So seriously, I think of even when you guys dating people, by the guys or the girls' choice of food, you can even tell what kind of family he or she come from. Even the parenting style of her and his parents. You know, if they were healthy, conscious folks, or they were carnivore or just junk food soda lovers, you know, or easy, hard to please mama boys. So whatever, I will not go into that, but yes, eating and food have been something that is very important in human life. From the beginning of the world, God created everything. And when God separated the water from above and the water on the ground, the water, and then he creates pastures and mountains and rivers and plants and trees, water and grass, you know, many of them might have been existing mainly because they are for the sole purpose of creating for human consumption. Let's look in Genesis chapter 1, verse 29. After God has done the creation, what did he tell the first couple? Then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit in with seed in it. They will be yours for food. So you see, even when Jesus started his ministry, after he was baptized by the Jordan River, and then he went into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil, Jesus was meditating and fasting for 40 days. He was tired and weak. And then the devil appeared. What was the first temptation that the devil brought to the Lord? If you are the Son of God, you are sure have the power to turn the rocks into bread so you can eat and not hungry anymore. That was the first temptation, food. I remember when we got to visit Israel last year, we went to visit the desert, the wilderness, and we could see the rocks there. They were in the shape of the shepherd bread, you know, of the shepherd loaf that you see in the store. And I would think that Jesus in his human form must be very weak and hungry. He may even hallucinate and might see those rocks and think them look like bread, you know. He was hungry, 40 days with no food. And he does have the ability to make rocks into bread. What an idea, you know. That one thing about the devil, they always plant an idea in you. Thanks the Lord that our Lord Jesus, he was not tempted. He didn't fall for that temptation. And he told the devil, there is more in life than just food. We live by the words of God, not by the bread or rice or any kind of food. So you see that food still basic, yet it is very important. It defines human. Let us look at this verse again. Give us today our daily bread. And I can assure you that those seven words that Jesus taught us to pray is not just a request for common thing. It is a very spiritual prayer. You know, when we come to God to ask for the basic things of life, come to God to ask for the basic needs of life, we are coming to him in a very profound worship. In reality, there is no higher worship exists than that the child of God enter into the presence of our Heavenly Father and unashamedly declare, I cannot make it without you, O Lord, I'm totally dependent on you. As a parent, nothing honors me or pleases me more than my children come to me for things, for little things, for basic things, for basic needs that they have. You know, nothing more trusting and intimate in a parent-child relationship than a child would dare to come to his parent for the basic and personal need that he or she has. Let us explore this prayer. Give us. We are asking the giver to give us. We acknowledge that there is only one giver. That is our Father in heaven. We honor and we trust him. We express the total dependence upon him. He is our Heavenly Father. This prayer says very clearly the relationship that we have with our Father, that only he, the one who can sustain us and provide us, even for the very basic needs of life. We confess to him that ourselves, we cannot meet our own needs, but he can. When we ask him to give us, we admit our weakness. When we ask him to give, we admit our limitations. We admit that we cannot count on ourselves, on our own ability, but we are counting on him. And then let this prayer continue. Give us this day. This day, we are not greedy. We're not just asking for this. We're only asking for this day. We're not asking for the next whole week or the next 5 months or 5 years. You know, sometimes you see some out-of-luck people when they ask for help. Maybe they ask money for a bus fare or for a meal. They wouldn't ask you for give them a whole month of food. You know, they don't ask for the whole month of food supplies. What they need is for the movement. I know many parents, they have children that going to school and they say, they never call, they never write. The only time they write and call is when they need money. So I think the best way is that you only send them tuition by the day and they're paying the food by the day, then they will call and write you all the time. So we do this because every day Jesus taught us to ask for just today, so that every day we will pray that we always remember that we need God. We need to ask God every day. We pray to him every day, because every day needs will remind us that we always, always need him. And then the next, give us today, this day, our daily bread. Could be any kind of food you eat, our daily rice, our daily pasta, or our daily vegetable. Whatever the food you need to sustain every day, we are asking with contentment. Notice that Jesus did not teach us to pray for our daily feast, but this request says, I am willing to accept anything that you give me, you send into my life today. I will not, you know, we may not like the bread that God sends our way, but we can trust him to send us exactly what we need day by day. You pray for a good, mean, reliable, mean way of transportation. You are not praying for a BMW M3 or 2014 Lexus sport car. You ask for a such that God will give you, provide you what you need. As children of God, we need to practice contentment. You know, that is the biggest challenge for any believer. But that is what God expects from us. If you have the Bible in Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6, but godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. Those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap, into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. Give us this day our daily bread. Also, this is a communal prayer. Do you notice the word that give us an hour? It's not a prayer that give me today my, give us today our. We don't pray this when we pray for the needs, we don't pray selfishly. It's about praying for the family of God. Jesus taught us this prayer. He wants us to know that as we pass through life and we pray this prayer, we are challenged. We are commanded to have the best interests of our brothers and sisters at heart. Paul advises in Philippians 2, chapter 2, verse 3 and 4, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself. Not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. When you pray, pray for each other. Pray for your church. Pray for your pastor, your neighbor, your missionaries, for those who are suffering. Pray for those who are sick and for every conceivable need in the lives of others. So do not feel that you are praying for food, for the basic stuff. That is so lowly. That is so not so, what the word that you say, not so profound. That is not true. We pray for the basic stuff. You know, when we look at God, we know that He would give us, He know all our needs. I remember, 20 years ago, our family, we left Los Angeles, we moved to Ventura. The place didn't have anything. And we didn't have a home lot financially. It was not a home lot, so we couldn't hire a lot, big crew to build a house. So my husband and a couple of guys, they built a house. When the house done, the wife and the children, oh, nice. But in my husband's mind, being the person who built that, he know every nail that he used in that house. He know every piece of wood, why it not there, but it should be there. You know, God is our creator. He knows everything about us. He know our single little toes, nails, our little pimple, everything. God knows everything, so pray for everything. There nothing is too common or too lowly for Him. Because the Bible says that He knows every single hair on your head. He already counted it. So don't be ashamed. Don't hesitate. Just come to Him for your basic need and pray for Him. Give us this day our daily bread. Not just only the physical bread that we eat to sustain our life, our physical life, but also the spiritual bread. You know, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. So when we pray this prayer, give us this day our daily bread, we pray, Father, give us this day, Jesus, the bread of life. Because Jesus said that I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. And whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. So we had better listen and realize that we need Jesus more than anything in our next meal, in our next prayer. So in conclusion, this is not just a prayer only for food. It's a very humble prayer. It's a very humble request that we bring to God, that we ask Him to sustain us and to make us through each day, physically and spiritually. You know, it is nothing wrong to pray for our needs, as you can see. Some people will not pray for themselves because they think it may be too selfish and not spiritual. Jesus clearly commands us to pray for the necessities of life. Therefore, let us not be ashamed to bring every need and every matter to Him, knowing that He will hear us, sustain us, and supply us as we move through this world. You know, Jesus, when mentioned about how we pray, and when we pray the prayer as a request, give us, it is a request. He wants His people to realize that if we are to ask, And if we ask, we will receive. Matthew 7, 7 through 11. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 through 7, 11. Jesus said, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. The one who seeks, finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? See, if you then, though you are sinners, know how to give good gift to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gift to those who ask him?" So we can see this is a promise. And God is not a tight-fisted, mean-spirited, heartless dictator who delights in watching his children to be suffering. Our Father in heaven, he is a gracious, lovingly Father who delights in giving his children the best gift when they ask for. So I encourage you to come to your Heavenly Father and tell him about the needs of your life. Every single need, little need. Never be afraid, never be ashamed, and never limit your praying to only important matters. Come to him and call his name, believing that he cares, that he hears, and that he will answer you to his glory. God bless. Thank you.